Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
How are you, Mr. K?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm a bit numb.
How are you now?
Yeah.
This is the retirement party for Dick K.
Oh, man. You remember what you guys said? You said you were going to have me on, get me drunk, and talk to me?
Yeah.
I think you made it.
Okay, well, all right.
Well, no, it's winding down. There's a few folks from the 10 o'clock shows who are stopping over.
Right, mm-hmm.
It's been a great party. I tell you, I'm just... Someone asked me how I felt, and the truth is just numb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that I'm just blown away.
Well, for folks who don't know, 38 years at NBC Channel 5 here in Chicago,
yeah.
and now, are you a fisherman? I don't know if I ever asked you that. Do you fish?
No, not really. I'm a sailor more than a fisherman.
Oh, well, that's a good thing to look forward to.
Yeah, I love to sail.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I got to congratulate you on going out with a bang there.
Absolutely. It's a shame you couldn't have got a more exciting interview for your last one on
the city desk.
Hello.
Let's get Judy Barr Feisty Topinka on,
yeah,
opposite the governor.
Thanks. It was just, you know, they both said they'd do my last show, and so I said, okay, we'll just make it an hour, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it just turned out better than I expected. My boss, Larry Wirt, was here tonight, and he had the newspaper headlines from the show, and he said, you know, leave it to Dick K to retire and on his last show to make it must-see TV again.
Yep, absolutely.
Right. That is so true. I got to tell you, we thank you for the talk show fodder that show gave us, too.
Oh, yeah.
Had a lot of fun with that.
I'll bet. Huh?
By the way, I do want you to know that this conversation on the telephone does not replace the fact that we're going on vacation next week, but when we get back, you're going to come down to the studio and hang out with us.
I will.
Good.
Friday is my last day. I think the station has one more shot for me. They've put together, as far as I know, a salute to my many years. They're going to air at 5 or 6 o'clock Friday, and they want me to be there for the show. So I'm not doing any reporting, as you can imagine. And then Carol Marine is going to do City Desk this week. That was my last one, and she invited me as her guest.
Oh.
So that'll be on Sunday morning. And,
So I
can't tell you what a... You guys got my invitation, didn't you?
Yes,
well,
we
absolutely did.
Yeah.
And I wish we could have made it, Dick. I really do.
You can't believe how overwhelming this was. I mean... Somebody said we had a quorum here, we could take a vote.
Yeah. By the way, did you get something from us?
You mean take my ball and go home?
Yes!
Yeah!
I did. I love it, you know?
We were so...
I walked in and they had it sitting in my chair in my office. What the hell is this, you know?
It was funny because Send-A-Ball, just a great company, a local company, and they, for people who don't know, they don't put it in a box. They just mail it as a ball.
Right, the stamps and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I couldn't figure out what it was, and I read it. I thank you guys very much.
So we
very
said,
funny.
You know, it's going
very
to
funny.
A TV station. They might not let that through security. And I said, Dick Kay's quitting anyway. They'll let it through.
it was sitting on my chair when I walked in.
Oh, that's great. Great. Oh, great. Well, we're not going to keep you. We just wanted to tell you we're thinking of you tonight. We look forward to having you in the studio.
I really appreciate it. The family, my family's here. Jim Ruddle, do you remember him?
Of course.
Yeah. Man from New York.
Please tell him we said hi.
I will. All his sons came, and most of my colleagues from Channel 5 were here. And we had a who's who of guests tonight. We had the governor and Jesse White and Judy Barr Topinka and Mike Madigan and Lisa Madigan and
wow.
Tom Cross from the legislature and Emil Jones and It was just amazing. I was just blown away. I really
yeah.
was.
Well,
you know.
But you didn't have any celebrities.
No, I didn't have it. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston couldn't make it through the door. It was so crowded over there.
I got to tell you, real quick, the art department went to work at our place. They created these photographs. They took paintings and photographs and everything. And I'm in every one of them. From the birth of Christ through Yalta. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's so hilarious. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I just fell over laughing.
Oh, that's great.
Churchill, Stalin, and me.
That is wonderful.
Those aren't created paintings. Those are actual photographs, because a lot of people don't know you did cover all this stuff.
You know, there's a very funny one in here. They put me with the late Mayor Richard J. Daley, who I actually covered.
Mm-hmm.
And they put me with him, and they thought it was real.
Oh!
And they had my face on some other person's body with Richard Daley presenting an award. They thought it was real. I had to tell them, you know, sorry guys, this one's not real.
Oh, that's funny.
But, you know, so. I am sure that there's some kids around Channel 5 that went, wow,
yeah,
that Mr. K, he's been places.
You're right.
That's true.
We got a lot of hangers-on who came by Ricardo's, or the old Ricardo's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phil Stefani's 437, they came by, and a couple of them just came. I got off at 10 o'clock, and that's just been... I'm numb. I'll be numb for days.
I'm sure.
Appreciate you guys. I mean, for all, you know, I've enjoyed being your guest. I've enjoyed our conversations, and you guys do a great job, and I will. I'll come over. And
good.
This time I have no time limits, and I'll spend the night.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you, Dick.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your
week. Congratulations, Dick.
Bye-bye
Thank
now.
Thank you, guys. Thanks very much.
That's Dick Kaye, who is... unfortunately, retiring from Channel 5. I hope we're going to see him in the media someplace.
Do you think he could put up with an election where he couldn't be a part of the coverage?
Not.
I'd lay money on we will see Dick Kaye.